Alleluia, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
Our text today from John chapter 20, verses 27 through 29. Then Jesus said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands, and put out your hand and place it in my side. Do not disbelieve, but believe." Thomas answered him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." We usually call him Doubting Thomas because good old Thomas missed Jesus' first resurrection appearance to the disciples, and he didn't believe when they told him that they had seen the Lord. His well-known response was, "Unless I see in his hands the mark of the nails, and place my finger into the mark of the nails, and place my hand into his side, I will never believe." He would, of course, eat those words on the second Sunday of Easter, when they were again gathered in the upper room, but this time, Thomas was with them. But I don't think that Doubting Thomas is the best name for him. Honest Thomas fits a bit better. The first time I heard that was at a chapel service at the Lutheran school in Indiana where I was serving from a fellow pastor, and it struck me so much. Not Doubting Thomas, but Honest Thomas. Because Thomas wasn't trying to be skeptical or stubborn or difficult. He was simply being honest. He was expressing exactly what you or I would say in the exact same situation. "I'll believe when I see it." "Someone rose from the dead?" "Yeah, right. Show me the living body. Let me see those scars." And if we're being honest, we're still that way, aren't we? We're often skeptical about what others tell us. We want to see for ourselves. We want to take the evidence and come to our own conclusions. We trust ourselves, our eyes and ears and senses, our experiences and our reason, way more than we trust others. Others might believe what they hear, but we know better. And I'm simply being honest when I say that I stand just as much condemned of that as any of you. Whether we say it out loud or not, we tend to live by Thomas's motto: "I'll believe it when I see it." Not when he sees it or she sees it or you see it or they see it. When I see it. In other words, all of us tend to see things the same way Thomas does. Now, there's one notable exception to that, and that's children. Children tend to trust what they hear. For them, the world is still filled with mystery and wonder. It has surprises. There are new and unexpected things under every rock and around every corner. I have the great joy of seeing it every day with my children. They can imagine the unimaginable. They're able to see through the eyes of others, even when they haven't seen it for themselves. There's a humility about children with respect to others and with respect to the world and especially with respect to God. And you may remember how in his earthly ministry, Jesus welcomed little children and blessed them. Once, in the midst of all the disciples, he called a little child to himself, and he put that child right in the middle, and he said, "Truly, I say to you, unless you turn and become like children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Whoever humbles himself like this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven." But on that second Sunday of Easter, there's no child behind the locked doors, at least none that we hear about. There's only honest adult Thomas, who won't rely on what others have seen and told him. And he's about to get the biggest shock of his life. And he's about to learn that seeing isn't everything. Jesus came and stood among them. And I kind of picture him doing the same thing with Thomas that he did with that little child, calling Thomas right into the middle of the group and then saying to him, "Put your finger here and see my hands, and put out your hand and place it in my side. Do not disbelieve, but believe." Can you picture Thomas's jaw hanging open, touching the floor? Same body that had been crucified, died, and was buried. For that matter, the same body that had been conceived by the Holy Spirit and was born of the Virgin Mary and laid in the manger. Same hands, same sign, same love with which he loved them to the end. Honest Thomas did get to see Jesus. He did get to see Jesus' hands and Jesus' side, but we'd be mistaken if we thought that was the point. The point is that there's something, no, I should say there's someone whom we can trust more than we can trust others and even more than we can trust ourselves. Someone whose word is entirely trustworthy and true. Someone who, when he speaks about life and death and about rising from the dead, knows exactly what he's talking about because he's been through it. Someone who knows of what he speaks and who has seen what we cannot see and testifies of it to us. Though Thomas and the other disciples bear witness to the resurrection of our Lord, our trust isn't in Thomas or in the other disciples, but our trust is in risen Jesus. What they saw with their eyes, we see by faith. And honest Thomas gives an honest response here as well. He gives that response of faith. With the joy and humility of a child, Thomas answered him, "My Lord and my God." Such a simple and childlike confession. In fact, that's one of the scripture verses in this Easter season that I love to repeat to my children and to teach them, to help them memorize. Five simple words: "My Lord and my God." And so he is. This Jesus who was crucified, but whom God raised from the dead, is himself both Lord and God. Thomas's Lord and God, your Lord and your God, my Lord and my God. "Have you believed because you have seen me?" Jesus says to Thomas. "Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." Who is he talking about? Who is the one that is blessed by Jesus? But you and me. And all who believe, not by their own reason or strength, but those who believe that he was crucified and rose for us because the Holy Spirit has called us by the gospel and keeps us in this faith to the end. Alleluia, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
The peace that passes all understanding, guard your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.